As we continue our journey through the CLC, we come to Morris, Minnesota, and Bethel Lutheran Church. Over the past few years, Bethel has received several new things. The first of our novelties was a facelift. We renovated our fellowship hall, put a new ceiling in the sanctuary, and resurfaced the parking lot. Not only does the building now look more pleasing to the eye, but we also have high-speed internet and a wireless adapter for our projector. Thank you, God. Like many other congregations, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, it forced us to use the internet for communicating with newly homebound members. Thus, an email group was created. This has now evolved into Bethel News Group, which sends out announcements the day before worship so that the bulletin and worshipers can focus on the Word of God. In December of 2020, Bethel received a new pastor. Pastor Jonathan Schnoes had spent nearly 20 years as a Wells pastor, so much of the CLC was new to him. For instance, how certain words are used, what resources are available, and so forth. One issue had to do with Bible translations. Like many in his former fellowship, Pastor Schnoes had been using the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB, which became the Evangelical Heritage Version. Quote, until the Wartburg project was finished, unquote. Bethel had been using the New King James Version. Eventually, the congregation decided to start using the Evangelical Standard Version and to take advantage of some of the associated resources available online. This was all new to all of us. Now, every Sunday, we have a unified theme, the intro, gradual collect, lessons, verse of the day, hymn of the day, and prayer of the church all match. And we have a cantor who leads the church in chanting the psalm. We find worship quite enriching. With the ESV resources also comes an affordable music license. Thus, we are now able to stream legally our services. This brought one prospect to our church, but alas, she did not complete her classes to become a member. One final thing for which we are thankful, a new generation. Over the past 6 years, Bethel has had quite a few baptisms. I've had two every year since I came here. When teaching children the truths of God's Word, we bring out treasures old as well as treasures new. And sometimes when the children express their Spirit-given faith, we learn new ways of seeing the same long-established truth. This God be praised. This article was written by Jonathan Schnoes, pastor of Bethel Lutheran Church in Morris, Minnesota.